Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Five Rounds Podcast, the only podcast out there with the cardio for those deep water championship rounds. I am Megs, and I'm flying solo today. Carlos is unavailable, so let's quickly run through the event. We've just finished, watching UFC on ESPN, Holm versus Aldana, the fourth show from Fat Island. Going through these prelims pretty quickly, we started with Luigi Vendramini getting the first round knockout against Jessin Ayara, then Casey Kenny picking up the decision against Hale Alateng. In the women's strawweight division, we got a decision win for Loma Luke Boom against Jin Yufrey, and then in the middleweights, Nassourdin Imamov got the decision against Jordan Williams. Going into the featherweight, we had a decision draw with Charles Jourdain and Joshua Koulibaly. And then the featured prelim was Carlos Condit picking up the decision against Court McGee and snapping that five-round skid that he was on. Going into the main card, and we opened up with Dana White Contender Series standout Dusko Todorovic taking on Daquan Townsend. Todorovic coming into this fight with a nine-fight win streak unbeaten, and he leaves with a 10-fight win streak unbeaten because he absolutely destroyed Townsend in this round. He was very aggressive from the beginning. He just was able to back Townsend up against the fence. Townsend got a little bit of success in the clinch up against the fence, but Todorov was just a much more stronger and much more accurate attacker. Todorov's left just looked like it was just cocked and ready to strike at a moment's notice. He was just happy throwing those single shots, and he was just doing a lot more damage than Townsend was. Going into the second, and Todorovic started with a beautiful combination and a spinning heel kick, which got blocked, and then Townsend threw one of his own, which also got blocked. Todorov started to mix up, and he got the takedown with the beautiful kind of level change, and was able to get Townsend down off his feet and get him on his back. Great work on the bottom pass guard, postured up, landing loads of ground and pound. Townsend tried to scramble but was unable to. Todorovic went for the triangle choke and then a rear naked as Townsend just gave up the back. He then kind of abandoned the attempt to submit and went back to his game plan of the ground and pound, which he just absolutely unleashed. Referee pulled him off, and the fight was over. And Townsend was complaining for it being an early stoppage, but I don't actually think it was. I think the referee saved him from himself there. So Todorovic, with his UFC debut, picks up a great victory, and he's going to do some damage in this division. So next we went into the bantamweight division with Carla Phillips taking on Cameron Els. Cameron Els taking the fight on very short notice, making his UFC debut. A guy from Kent in England, and he started off really, really well. He landed quite a few good shots, but Phillips just seemed to be more kind of used to the UFC style of fighting and was able to get into his groove a lot more quicker, using a lot of flying knees and spinning kicks. Els just seemed very, very nervous with it being his debut, and Phillips was able to land a takedown, land some great moves on the ground, some good hammer fists and some elbows. He went for a rear naked choke, but Els was able to use that that kind of transition to scramble free, but he only turned him into more ground and pound, and the klaxon kind of saved Els at the end of that round. Going into the second, Phillips knew that Els had no kind of game plan for him and went back in for the takedown immediately, got back on into top position, was starting to basically pound into Els's face. Els tried covering up, but got warned by the referee to start working and start defending. He was unable to. Phillips carried on with the strikes, and the fight was waved off. It was a very one-sided fight, a great victory for Carla Phillips, and a very disappointing debut for Cameron Els, unfortunately. But then we went into the women's bantamweight division with Jermaine Durandamé, the former champion, trying to get back to the top with against Juliana Pena. Jermaine started the first round really, really well. She's always been a very good counter attacker and a very good kickboxer, but she was able to kind of mix it up in this fight, and I was really impressive with her ground game. She got Juliana Pena down to the ground quite a lot and was able to work that ground game pretty well. Lots of attempts of submission stuff that we've not really seen a lot of from Jermaine Randamie. Going into the first round, I felt that she easily won it. She was the more aggressive. She was the more accurate, and like I said, the submission game just really kind of added to her arsenal. The second round was a bit better for Pena. She came out. She was a more aggressive. She looked like she wanted the fight more than she did in the first round. She got the takedown, and she did a lot of work on the ground with her, working in full guard, but she just didn't seem like she was doing enough to kind of worry Durandamé until she started landing the hammer fist, which caused Durandamé to kind of try and escape, which then led to Pena trying for a guillotine choke, but Durandamé again with this very unheard of kind of ground game from her. She was able to spin free, get into top control, and attempt a Von Flugel whilst Pena was still trying to go for the guillotine. The round ended, and it was a much better round for Pena, looking like it was going into the third round pretty much even. And then with this third round, Pena came out looking to land the better shots and was tagging Durandamé. But Durandamé, like I said, she's an excellent counter striker. I mean, I'm not the hugest fan of her. I think she has a massive attitude problem. But her counter striking game is something to behold, and she was able to kind of worry Pena. She landed an overhand right and a couple of uppercuts, and then was pinned against the fence, and Pena started trying to attack the body with knees, Durandamé grabbed out of a guillotine choke, dropped down to her back, tightens it up, and Pena was absolutely out cold. The To give the referee Jason Herzog a little bit of credit, he could not see any kind of there was no way he could tell that Pena was out cold until he literally started grabbing her arm and seeing that there was no response. A great victory for Jermaine Durandamy, and kind of like signals her intent to go back against Amanda Nunes again, but we will get to the main event. Could that be a three-way dance with Holly Holm and perhaps Irene Aldana? But we'll get to that in a little while. Going into this co-main event, we had Jorgen De Castro and Carlos Felipe in the heavyweight division. And this was as one-sided a fight as we've seen so far on the card. This was Felipe just being incredibly dominant. De Castro's known for his leg kicks, and he started off with that pretty early. But Felipe just looked to close the distance with kind of like diverse shots. He hit a lot of overhand rights, he hit a lot of uppercuts. De Castro kind of tried to keep him at bay with those legs, but Felipe was just able to walk through him and then started throwing his own leg kicks, and they were doing a lot more damage than De Castro's were, and you could see the welts coming up on De Castro's legs. De Castro was trying to kind of keep Felipe away from being able to attack with the punches and the body shots. But he was just unable to, and like I said, it was just Felipe just felt like he was walking through all of De Castro's offense. Going into the second round, and it was pretty much a lot of the same as the first. It was Felipe really pushing the pace, De Castro kind of circling round and trying to avoid the dirty boxing kind of inside a foam box style fighting of Felipe, trying to keep him at bay with those leg kicks, and it just wasn't working for him. And Felipe was able to land as just a great body work, great mix of headshots. It was absolutely just an outstanding fight for Felipe. There was a point where he even hit De Castro with an open hand slap, and just the disrespect shown with that. Going into the third, and it was pretty much the same kind of fight all the way through, and basically got to a point where Felipe was shouting that he felt that De Castro was doing nothing, and De Castro did eventually attempt to go for a takedown, but he wasn't able to get it, and was the ref ended up pulling the guys away from the fence due to the fact that they just weren't working. Going towards the last 30 to 40 seconds of the fight, you could see how absolutely knackered both guys were. They were both really gassed, but it was De Castro who actually pressed for the last few seconds. He was getting the last few shots off, but Felipe, with a couple of seconds to go, was able to just do a spurt of action, and that made De Castro circle away. The judges gave the decision to Felipe, 30-27, 30-27, 29-28, and it was a fair decision. Felipe did really well there, and it'd be interesting to see where Felipe goes next, especially with the fact that he's kind of avenged that first loss in the UFC. So yeah, let's see where Felipe lands in the heavyweight division. So then we'll go to the fact that this card was built around Holly Holm and Irene Aldana in the bantamweight division for the women's. Again, like Jermaine Durandamy, Holly Holm looking to challenge for a title again very soon. There's a lot of talk going into this fight about how whether she was contemplating retirement, and she shut down all those rumours saying that she doesn't feel that she's got any reason to be contemplating retirement. She feels that she's still got plenty to give, and she still wants to kind of cement her legacy in the UFC. And this fight really did do that for her. While she didn't get the finish that she kind of deserved, it was such a dominant performance. She won pretty much every round throughout the fight. She was landing double the amount of strikes and significant strikes as Irene Aldana. She threw double the amount of shots that Irene threw. She got takedowns in every single round and was able to control Irene Aldana on the ground for long periods of time. It was just a very classy performance by Holly Holm. Irene Aldana certainly had her moments in the fight, and there were plenty of times when she landed shots that worried Holly Holm, but the fact is that Holm used her boxing skill and used those side kicks to great effect. And every time Aldana landed one punch, Holm was landing two, three, four punches in combinations. It was a very classy performance from Holm. She really did deserve this victory. And I think she's going to be a little bit aggrieved that she maybe didn't get the finish that was kind of people were kind of looking for. She's not really had a finish for a long, long while, but she's now got back into like a positive record in the UFC now with six wins and five losses, and looking to maybe be the one who gets the shot against Amanda Nunes. That'll have to wait and see whether it's her or Jermaine Durandamé, or even if they make the two fight for the shot. To be fair, I would give the fight to Durandamé just because I felt that she was much more dominant in her fight against Peña with the finish. And then we've obviously she's beat Holm before. But yeah, it was a great night for the women's bantamweight division. Two well-known stars kind of really cementing their place at the top of the division and looking to challenge the incumbent champion Amanda Nunes for that title. So next week we have another Fight Island fight. This one's on a little bit earlier for us in the UK, and it's headlined with Marlon Moraes versus Corey Sandhagen in the bantamweight division. We've also got Edson Barboza fighting again. He's taking on Makwan Amirkane, and Ben Rothwell making his return, taking on Marcin Tabera. So listen along next week to find out all the information and the action from that show. But yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at DJ Kirby. Follow Carlos at Kirby_Carlos. Definitely go and follow Visionaries Global Media, thechairshot.com, and Shooting the Sportsish, and also check out Shooting Sportsish on YouTube. Give us a like, subscribe, comments. Thank you all for listening, and that is the end.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.